Please do be seated. Well, what a pleasure it is to be here officiating at the wedding of Antony and Vedran. Just in case anyone's any doubt. I love weddings. I tend to grin like an idiot from the moment that the happy couple arrive at church. Not that I don't grin like an idiot most of the time anyway. But before we begin, it's important for me to say that we're here for one reason, above all else, love. To celebrate the love that Vedran and Antony have for one another, and this commitment to that love, and they're continuing to build life together in the love that they have for one another. There is the added factor for celebration that this is the first same-gendered wedding we've had at St. John's and in this diocese of British Columbia. And for that long overdue fact, we thank God. But let us not allow that to distract us from the fact that we are here for the Christian marriage of Antony and Vedran. Weddings are always celebrations, and they should be treated as such. Even this church part of the day should be a celebration. I know that most of you probably think that being in church means you've got to be very uptight and watch yourself and generally have an air of seriousness. But to be honest, that shouldn't be further from the truth. Even our gospel reading for today makes the point that Jesus himself was, and I don't mean any disrespect through this, a bit of a party animal. The story of the wedding at Cana in Galilee has Jesus providing not just the best wine of the party in the miraculous story, but lots and lots of it. Someone who's much better at math than I calculated that there were at least 1,500 bottles provided in that story. So he didn't respond to "they've run out of wine" with, "well, they've had quite enough. I think we should be very serious and go home and have an early night." He said, the story says he provided abundance and celebration, and that is why we are here today, to celebrate the abundance of love and the graciousness of a committed, faithful partnership together. I take from that Bible story that the purpose of being here in church today, and indeed at any time, is to celebrate the faith, the hope, the life, and the love that God gives us. Where better to do that than at a wedding? So relax and enjoy. We will do this properly, but I hope it will be full of joy. And I hope it will be full of passion. Perhaps not something you expected to hear in church today, but the Bible says passion is a good thing. It was pretty clear in our Bible reading that maybe came a little bit later in the service than expected, that it was talking about being passionately in love. Love like a fire that many waters cannot quench. Love beyond price. Love that is powerful. That's the kind of love that two people in love should have and should share and should encourage in one another. That's the kind of love that God has for us, which is the message behind the whole book known as the Song of Solomon that today's that reading came from. That passionate love is how we should be towards one another in marriage and indeed in life. It's not necessarily passion as we often think of it. When we think passion, we often think about desire. We think about getting hot and heavy. That's probably something else you didn't expect to hear in church today. That kind of passion is about grasping, it's about possession. But the passion behind today's reading, behind today's ceremony, is the one that is a foundation of a married life and for human love that is so much more than the shallow versions of passion that we're often fobbed off with. Passion, in its deepest form, is about giving ourselves to one another. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. This is the place where the most devout Jewish people put their prayer boxes with words of the Bible in them as they seek to be close to God. It's about sharing and intimacy. Not about wanting someone else to be mine, but longing to give oneself to another person. And in this self-giving love, there is power more than in a selfish, demanding desire. It's that which the other reading from 1 Corinthians made so clear, but that love is not just about what I get, but what I give of myself. Yes, in being loving, we are made something more than what we are or what we were, but we love with the best interests of the others, in our, not just ourselves. It's a challenging love. Try, for instance, submitting your own name in place of the word love in that passage. If I did it, it would be Alistair is patient, Alistair is kind, Alistair is not envious, Alistair is not boastful or arrogant, or, okay, I'll stop there, that's failure time already. Hashtag epic fail. But this unbreakable, sacrificial almost love that makes a relationship strong is one that provides, as the poet describes in the Song of Solomon, flashes of fire that cannot be quenched. Passion is a good thing. And today we celebrate Anthony and Vedran's passion for one another, their determination to work together to build a relationship that's not just about the heat and the flame of passion, but that deep level of love which says, I will to the other. I will be there for you. I will try to help you be the person you are called to be. I will share myself and my life with you. It doesn't mean living in each other's pockets or even expecting that you meet each other's every need, but that you will work together on a partnership that is strong, giving, and passionate. And if that sounds like pretty high ideals, that's okay. I think that when we aim high, we work high. But also, for those of us who would describe ourselves as people of faith, we remember that we do none of this alone. Not only do we have friends and family to support and encourage us, and a fine-looking bunch of friends and family you are too, but you have the blessing and backing of the church. And above all this, you have a God who loves you and who is with you in all things. The God of passion and prayer, of love and hope, of faith and grace, of celebration and of joy, of forgiveness and of new beginnings, of life and of death. This God says, I will never leave you. This God is with us now and will be with us in all things, good and bad. And so, Vedran and Anthony, as you build upon your partnership together, as you embark upon this married life and this next exciting stage of your lives together, as you commit to finding out who you are meant to be together, I pray that your passion for each other and for all that is good and is right will grow, that you may know the depth and richness of a love which is powerful and life-giving, that you will share in the knowledge and the love of God, and that together you will share a life of fullness in all you endeavor. Thanks be to God. Amen.